We have Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 3 and text 28. And before we start with small warming up, is, you know, when you have a Bhagavatam, like Chanakya Pandit, he says, like, you can learn one thing from a lion, you know, the animal lion. Beast. So he said you can learn many things from many animals, but from a lion you can learn that whatever you are doing, you're doing with full heart. He says like this. So this is usually when I come to Bhagavatam, you know, because it is always a regular thing, you know, regular thing, but then I think, okay, let me do it with full heart, let me make best use of it, you know. I bring notes, I take notes from the classes, you know, or whatever. Best thing I can do, we can, you know, there is the text verse. Then, okay, let me enter into this verse as best as I can. Let me learn a few words from the text. Otherwise it just goes on and on. Same thing with all other aspects of our daily sadhana. It's very good, you know, always, whenever certain aspects come, you just, this is it now. This is it now. This is it. In this way, our attention and focus becomes better, and this is the whole art of Bhakti Yoga, is focus. With focus only we can have a realization, no possible realization without focus. Okay, so we have an interesting verse here. We'll chant the prayers. It feels so demoniac, you know, to sit on the Vyasasan with garland, and you know, Prabhupada's disciple, Planananda Maharaj, is sitting on the floor without any garland or anything. That's same everybody, yeah, but I would like to see Maharaj on the throne with the garland. And no, okay, this is, we have to follow instructions. Hare Krishna. So, this meter is, this meter is little different meter than usual. It's unusual, little bit, so. Try to follow. Satvam gorad ugrasenatma jannas. So it is not gorad, it is gorad. It's, O is long. Gorad, satvam gorad ugrasenat majanas. Excellent. Satvam gorad ugrasenat majanas. Trahi trastan bhritya vitra sahasi. Trahi trastan bhritya vitra sahasi. Rupam chedam paurusham dhyana dhishnyam. Rupam chedam paurusham dhyana dhishnyam. Ma pratyaksham mam sadrisham krishishtha. Ma pratyaksham mam sadrisham krishishtha. Yes, this is a good exercise for mind control also, and from attention, you know, when you see the long line, that means a long vowel. Then you sing it long, like no ma, but ma, rupam. And then there are a few other tricks. E, is it A, spelling. E is always long. So it's not chedam, it's always rupam, chedam. It's always long. It's never pronounced short. O, always long. And E, so it's ugrasena, it's never ugrasena. It's ugrasenatma jannas. Satvam Ghorad Ugrasena. And then you have long. Atmajan Nas. Trahi Trastan. Britya Vitrasa Hasi. Rupam Chedam. Paurusham Dhyana Dhishnyam. Ma Pratyaksham Mangsa. Drisham Krishi Shtha. It requires some attention, isn't it? And focus. So let's try once again. Satvam Ghorat Ugrasena Majanas Trahi Trastan Britya Vitrasahasi Rupam Chedam Paurusham Dhyana Dhishnyam Ma Pratyaksham Mamsa Drisham Krishistha. Excellent. Now Hare Krishna. Before word for word, then we will try to learn maybe one word and remember. I just remembered how Lord, there is a occurrence in Chaitanya Bhagavata, and Lord Chaitanya says, if somebody enters the temple of Vishnu and says Om Vishnaya Namaha, which is wrong. No, you say, don't say Om Vishnaya Namaha. You say Om Vishnave. No, when you put tilak, you say Om Vishnave Namaha. And say, if somebody enters the temple of Lord Vishnu and says Om Vishnaya Namaha, which is wrong, he says Lord Krishna accepts, because he accepts the devotion of the and the namira, intention of a devotee. So that's our good fortune. Hare Krishna. Okay. Nisinga Seva Prabhu, you have... okay, good. I have to follow instructions. Okay, Saha. Your Lordship. Tvam. You. Ghorat. Terribly fierce. Ugrasena Atmajat. From the son of Ugrasena, Naha, us, Trahi, kindly protect, Trastan, who are very much afraid of him, whom, of whom, Kamsa, okay, good, Britya Vitra Saha, Asi, you are naturally the destroyer of the fear of your servants. Maybe somebody will get this name, you know, in future. Britya Vitra Saha Prabhu. Rupam. In your Vishnu form, cha, also, idam, this, paurusham, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, dhyana dishnyam, who is appreciated by the meditation, ma, not pratyaksham, directly visible, mamsa drisham, to those who see with their material eyes, krishishtha, please be. Translation sounds like this. My Lord, because you dispel all the fear of your devotees, I request you to save us and give us protection from the terrible fear of Kamsa. Your form as Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is appreciated by yogis in meditation. Please make this form invisible to those who see with material eyes. It's a prayer of Devaki. So will Srila Prabhupada purport. Srila Prabhupada will immediately, oh, you have here like following, okay. Emphasize the word in the third line, last word, dhyana dishnyam. The word dhyana dishnyam is significant in this verse because the form of Lord Vishnu is meditated upon by yogis. Then Srila Prabhupada quotes the, to confirm this statement. Dhyana avasthita tat gatena manasa pasyantiyam yoginaha. Devaki requested the Lord who had appeared as Vishnu to conceal that form, for she wanted to see the Lord as an ordinary child. Like a child appreciated by persons who have material eyes. Devaki wanted to see whether the Supreme Personality of Godhead had factually appeared, or she was dreaming the Vishnu form. So now we'll see different thoughts of Devaki, Krishna's mother, Devaki. Different thoughts and feelings, various thoughts and feelings here will be described. And it's all just, you know, focusing on Krishna. It's deep focus on Krishna. So she wanted to see whether the personality of Godhead had factually appeared or she was dreaming the Vishnu form. Because that form is seen by yogis in meditation. The same form is seen by the yogis in meditation. So she was, one of the reasons she wanted to see the, his child form, you know, so that she can be sure it's not my meditation, it's a real form. If Kamsa were to come, now another angle, if Kamsa were to come, she thought, upon seeing the Vishnu form, he would immediately kill the child. But if he saw a human child, he might reconsider. You know, because Kamsa was told that, eighth child of Devaki will kill him, and it is Lord Vishnu. So if he sees small child, maybe he will, you know, reconsider. He says, oh, this is not Vishnu, he's just a small child. So Devaki thought, that's another angle why Devaki had a desire to, for Vishnu to poprimiti, to manifest. I need creation help from creation. To manifest the form of child. Okay. Devaki, let's go on. Devaki was afraid of Ugrasena Atmaja. That is, she was afraid not of Ugrasena and his men, but of the son of Ugrasena. Thus, she requested the Lord to dissipate that fear, since he is always ready to give protection, abhayam, to his devotees. So she explained, my Lord, she prayed, I request you to save me from the cruel hands of the son of Ugrasena, Kamsa. I am praying to your lordship to please rescue me from this fearful condition, because you are always ready to give protection to your servitors. The Lord has confirmed this statement in the Bhagavad Gita by assuring Arjuna, you may declare to the world, my devotee shall never be vanquished. While thus praying to the Lord for rescue, Mother Devaki expressed her motherly affection. So we see how much feelings are there. First, now we see that, you know, Devaki prayed to rescue her from the fearful condition. From the to save her from the cruel hands of Kamsa. To rescue her, and now, while praying like this, Mother Devaki expressed her motherly affection. She says, I understand that this transcendental form is generally perceived in meditation by the great sages, but I am still afraid, because as soon as Kamsa understands that you have appeared, he might harm you. We heard this little earlier, huh? She was afraid that Kamsa could kill Krishna. So for us, you know, it's, we can laugh on that, you know. I remember my grandfather, we used to read to him, I always mention my grandfather, he was 93 years old, and then when he would heard something like this, he would like, oh, what a fool. So he would just go into the laugh, you know. So like, it's really, you know, funny. But for Mother Devaki it was not funny. She really thought like this because of motherly affection. So I request that for the time being, you become invisible to our material eyes. In other words, she requested the Lord to assume the form of an ordinary child. And now we will hear the real cause of Mother Devaki's fear. First she feared the cruelty of Kamsa, but the real cause is here, now coming. My only cause of fear from my brother Kamsa is due to your appearance. My Lord Madhusudana, Kamsa may know that you are already born. Therefore, I request you to conceal this four-armed form of your lordship, which holds the four symbols of Vishnu, namely the conch shell, the disc, the club, and the lotus flower. My dear Lord, at the end of the annihilation of the cosmic manifestation, you put the whole universe within your abdomen. Still, by your unalloyed mercy, you have appeared in my womb. I am surprised that you imitate the activities of ordinary human beings just to please your devotee. We'll make a small discussion here. So we see now another angle from Mother Devaki. How mixed it is. Eh? You see how mixed are these emotions. She knows that he is the Supreme Personality who can, you know, he says, you put the whole universe within your abdomen. You know? She knows that he's still she fears that Kamsa could kill Krishna. You know? This mix of Aishwarya, you know, and Madhurya and Vatsalya. Vatsalya. Mix of Vaishwarya and Vatsalya. It's just mixing up. She knows he's supreme, but then Vatsalya takes over. Oh, I have to protect him. You know, so this is something, you know, Mother Ashoda doesn't have this Aishwarya, but Mother Devaki has this Aishwarya and Vatsalya together. It's very interesting how it's mixing. Devaki, we are continuing the last paragraph. Devaki was so afraid of Kamsa that she could not believe that Kamsa would be unable to kill Lord Vishnu. That's the fear. Who was personally present. Out of motherly affection, therefore, she requested the Supreme Personality of Godhead to disappear. Although, because of the Lord's disappearance, Kamsa would harass her more and more, thinking that the child born of her was hidden somewhere. She did not want that transcendental child to be harassed by and killed. Therefore she requested Lord Vishnu to disappear. Later, when harassed, she would think of him within her mind. Om Makyatarandasya Gana Anjana Shlakya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhumbheva Chapatitanam Pavanevya Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Once again, the text. My Lord, because you dispel all the fear of your devotees, I request you to save us and give us protection from the terrible fear of Kamsa. Your form as Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is appreciated by yogis in meditation. Please make this form invisible to those who see with material eyes. Very interesting, so many emotions mixed here. This is only can be tasted by devotees. Devotees, what they want to taste relationship with Krishna. That is bhakti. Others, they can't appreciate this. They will only see, what can I learn from this? What can I learn from this? What can I learn from this? This is like jnana, you know. I'm only interested, what can I learn from this? We also are interested like this, what can we learn from this? Of course. But the real devotion is love, absorption in relationship with Krishna. So we can see how Devaki was so absorbed in her relationship with Krishna. And it was, you know, reverence, huge reverence was there. She was conscious that that's the Lord himself, the source of creation. And still, she was, you know, covered or how to say, overflowed by this motherly affection. Mother, even if it is God, she wants to protect, you know. And actually she feared only because that Kamsa could harm Krishna. That was her only fear. That's only real fear was that. And her only meditation was, how can I protect him? Therefore she says, please dissipate this form. Please conceal it. Conceal it. Please. This form, which is not visible to material eyes. Please make this form invisible to those who see with material eyes. That's interesting, you know. It's very interesting. Please make this form invisible. It's already invisible because it's only seen by the yogis in meditation, not by materialists. It's already invisible. But now this invisible form, which can be seen only by the yogis in meditation, has appeared. And therefore she was thinking, is this real form or maybe I still my meditation? That was also one of the reasons. So she said, now this form, which is only meditative bhagavis, has really appeared, and then, you know, please make this form invisible to materialists. Please make this form invisible to those who see with material eyes. Mamsa drisham. This mamsa means meat. One of the meanings of mamsa is flesh. Mamsa drisham. Those who see flesh, those who see matter. Those who see matter, they cannot see this form of Vishnu. But this is exceptional, exceptional case. When Lord of Vishnu, which is invisible to materialists, appeared. And then she prays, please make it again not visible to materialists. How? By becoming a child. I want to see a child. Why she wants to see a child? That was one reason. Another reason why she wants to see a child is because of her motherly affection. She wants to have a Krishna child. Another reason we had also, because maybe Kamsa, when he sees a child, when she sees a child, Kamsa, when he sees a child, maybe he will reconsider. Oh, this is not, it's nothing, you know, it's just a baby, you know. So in the next verses we will hear more reasons, more interesting reasons what happened. So only one shloka, so many emotions are there from Mother Devaki, who just wanted to protect Krishna, who is actually, you know, protector of Devaki. He's the protector of Devaki. But this is bhakti. Yeah? Bhakti, it says, makes all upwards down. The servant becomes a master. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada used to say, you know, why you want to become God? Become more than God. Become more than God. Become his mother, become his father. Why don't we become God? This was like, you know, impersonalists, you want to become supreme. I said, no, why supreme? Become more than supreme. Krishna's mother is more than Krishna. Krishna serves his mother, his father. Krishna is serving them, he's worshipping them, he's offering obeisances to them, you know. This is bhakti, you know. It's something special. Therefore, here it says, you have appeared in my womb. I am surprised that you imitate the activities of ordinary human beings just to please your devotee. Just to please your devotee. And this is actual reason why Krishna appears. Actual reason is just to please the devotee. That's all. There are different degrees of devotees. So there are demigods who offer their prayers, please protect us from, and then protect Mother Earth, from this burden of demons. That's all. They are also devotees. But Krishna's real heart is with his intimate devotees. That's most intense, most intimate, with his devotees who are really close to him. Once also Srila Prabhupada said in one class in London, he said, God has no form. And that is, he says, it is sad that God has no name. He said, God has no name. And he said, and that is a fact, Srila Prabhupada says. God has no name, and that is a fact. God has no name, what's this? That is Vishnu Sahasranam. You know, we chant all the time, we chant the names, and then God has no name, and that is a fact. And Srila Prabhupada told it twice, this sentence in this class, twice repeated, you know. God has no name, and that is a fact. He says, but he has a name because his devotees are calling him. That's why he has names. Otherwise, what will Krishna do with his names? He's calling himself. The name is meant only for the devotees, that they can call him. And then Srila Prabhupada says, therefore, he has so many infinite names in relationship with his devotees. Yasoda Nandana, or like this name here, interesting name. Britya was it? Britya Vitrasaha. Britya Vitrasaha. One who, this is in the text, no? It was in the shloka. One who destroys the fear of his servants. One who destroys the fear of his servants. So one also, Srila Prabhupada explained in the purport, explained the Radha Madhava song. Then Srila Prabhupada said, Braja Janaranjana, Lord Krishna, his only business, he says, is to please the Braja Janas. That's only thing that Krishna wants, just to please his Braja Janas, devotees in Braj. Nothing else is there, just to please them. And what Braja Janas, they only want to please Krishna, nothing else. And that's the relationship. That's circle, closed circle. They live only to satisfy Krishna, and Krishna lives only to satisfy them, and that's all. And that is Krishna consciousness. Extraordinary. Then we come into it. Then all of a sudden from this world, totally lost, we don't know who we are. Who am I? When we look ourselves in the mirror, then, okay, I have some identity. It looks like this, all right. Without mirror, we do not even know how this identity looks like, you know. It's interesting how we are different from this, because, you know, unless you see yourself in the mirror, you don't know how you look like. You feel different than what you look, isn't it? You feel different than what you look. That you realize if you don't look yourself in the mirror for a long time. Then all of a sudden you look in the mirror, you get detached. At least it should happen. That should happen sometimes. That we don't have this conception when we look ourselves in the mirror. Oh, this is me. Oh, I said, it's not me. It's just this form, you know, which I am colored with, you know. It's the mirror, you know. The wood, you know. It's just the wood. It's good to sometimes think, because we just get, otherwise it's too strong, this, you know, conception. It's too strong. I want to be beautiful. I want to be spiritual, you know. Strong. I have to go. I have to be strong, because for preaching I have to look nice, you know. I have to attract some nice people and some nice girls, as well, maybe, so they can become attached to Krishna. So, I want to attract some nice boys, if I'm a lady, you know, so that they become also attracted to Krishna, and that they see I'm beautiful, then they will be attracted to Krishna. Yeah, that's nice. That's what we do. But, you know, our this English, I have to practice English, my God. This material enamoration? Being enamored, just enamored by this material body. It's so funny. It is, if you consider it, it is terribly funny, you know. Nothing nice comes out of this body. Nothing. Oh, it's just terrible things, you don't want to see them. Quickly dispose them out. But there is one wonderful thing that comes out of this body. Hare Krishna. The Krishna Katha. That's amazing, you know. You know, this body which is just, oh my God, it's trash. It's complete trash. Smells, stinks, you know. If you don't take shower, if you don't wash yourself, one day everything stinks, everybody will run away from you, you know. When you speak, if you don't wash your mouth, you speak in the vicinity of a devotee, he will, somebody will just move a little bit further while speaking with you, you know, because it's coming from the mouth, you know. So, we are into such a bad situation. It's a miserable situation. But there is a huge magic that's going on, that from this situation we can vibrate the purest Krishna Katha, you know, and Krishna's name, having received it from the pure devotee of Krishna, Srila Prabhupada. And that's so fortunate, you know, so great fortune for us. And that is the life of a devotee. You know, we come into this and we, all of a sudden it becomes natural for us. So much so that we want to leave everything and live with devotees. Why? I want to sit here, Jan. What, you can have your football, you know, your good career. Why confusing all your family and just coming to the temple, you know? Sitting in this, on this floor with, you know, just some statues are there, you know. You worship some statues and, okay, it's nice religion, okay, you have some faith religion, but don't be too, you know, too much into it. It's, you know. No, people cannot understand. You know, we just want, our heart is just taken away. We want to completely surrender to Krishna, you know. We like it. We like it. Even materialists who come to the temple, sometimes they see all these people are all beautiful, you know, because devotee is following the four regulative principles. That is the secret of beauty. The secret of beauty is following four regulative principles, being clean, and chanting Krishna's names and serving Krishna. Then you become beautiful. You don't need anything. You become beautiful. So all devotees are not beautiful to each other because we are used on too much light. Effulgence. We are so much used that we will even criticize other lights, other effulgence, you know. It's too much familiarity, you know. But somebody comes from outside, what's these people? What is this? You know, they are glowing, you know. It's so beautiful, so much peace here. They become attracted, you know. I know in Vrindavan, you know, Krishna Balaram Mandir, people just cannot help themselves. They're just flocking in and, you know, and flocking in. Seeing Krishna, you know, beautiful forms of Krishna. You know. This, you know, this is also the form which is seen in the meditation, a form which is in spiritual world, but it appears in front of our eyes. This is the blessing for Krishna's devotee. You don't need to be accomplished in meditation. It's a hard work. It's hard work. We just come to the temple. Bring yourself to the temple somehow. Dun, dun. Everything is done. Krishna is there. I can watch Krishna's form. I can see the devotees. I can do some small service for devotees. Life is good. And we have so much facility today. You can even remain in your bed, you know, and just turn on YouTube. Toop. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamam Bhajamya. So much service Krishna is doing for us, that's unbelievable, you know. Even you are in your bed and you're getting your breakfast, spiritual breakfast. Your spiritual sadhana is coming into your bed. You know. Mangarati. Some devotees, they live in Europe, but they watch Mangarati in on YouTube, you know, in Vrindavan, you know. So that's like midnight, you know. Midnight, okay. So we have so much facility for different absorption in Krishna, you know. So much. But in the same time, we have so much facility for sense enjoyment. We call it sense enjoyment. It's actually sense slavery. It's a slave. It's not that, oh, I would like to see something. No, if there is an urge to see something, you know. Urge to see something material. We like something material. It's a slavery. You cannot say no. Hmm? When you like some material thing, you cannot say no. It's a slavery. And that's what our material consciousness wants. You know, we think that's my enjoyment. No, that's our slavery. Enjoyment means you want. You don't need, you can choose, you know. You can choose easily. You are not pushed. Therefore, in Krishna consciousness, this lust of Krishna consciousness, we see how it is different, you know, attraction to Krishna. You feel also like you cannot choose. You are also driven. You are also driven to Krishna. You know? Like how we all joined the temple, you know, you're just driven. you cannot anymore stay in material life. You're just too attractive. Your heart is going to Krishna. But the feeling is completely different. There is no suffering there. It's complete freedom. You feel freedom. When you have lust, you feel slavery. But when you have lust for Krishna, or this Krishna attraction, you feel freedom. That's complete another quality, you know. Completely another quality of life. So beautiful. That's our great fortune. Our great fortune. And the only way how we can advance in this developing of this bhakti is only way is by avoiding the offenses, 10 offenses, which are just so naturally present in Kali Yuga in our hearts and minds, so naturally that we don't even notice them. And that's what happens. We think I'm pure, I'm clever, and I'm intelligent, and then we see different devotees and their conceptions, their deviations, you know. Deviation here, deviation there. This guy is very lusty, this guy is very duplicious. He is just, you know, this guy is not serious, he's a cheater, you know. And then you don't feel happiness when you see a devotee. You don't feel happiness because, you know. And then it's, that is the first offense to the holy name. First offense not to be happy when you see a devotee. Oh! Then, you know, let's be honest, then you have to pray. I pray then, my Lord, when I saw that devotee, I was not very happy. You know, because he's getting on my case and he doesn't like me and he, you know, so I don't feel happy when I see him. Okay, then I have to transform this. I'm giving an example, some example. We have to transform it into the happiness that we will be happy when we see this devotee. And that's a spiritual vision. Spiritual vision means, oh, this is a devotee of Krishna. He came to see Krishna. We should be happy. But when we have our own issue, he's not nice to me, then we cannot be happy because we are on the material platform. But Lord Jesus Christ, he said, you know, love your enemy. Love your enemy. Oh, it's not easy. So only this thing, if you're a little careful with this mentality of pride, you know, to feel oneself as a superior to others, only if we work little bit on this, not much, little bit, blessings will come. So much mercy and blessings. I'm saying this only in my own, only this is my own lessons, which I'm just sharing with you. Hare Krishna.